Okay, turn up. One time for the one time this week on Teachers Off Duty, we're talking about embezzlement, spicy novels, Casey acting a fool, and a parrot on your shoulder. Liz, you got to do it. Y'all tune in. Here we go.
What's up, educators? What's up, educators? Happy Fun Day Sunday. It is another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, the Board Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover. Now, I always say Sunday, but sometimes they watch it on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Whenever you can just get to it, you definitely need this podcast. This is going to be another wonderful month. We're going to have another great host with me and everybody. Come on, you already know it's your man, Casey Mack. But guys, listen, I want everybody to, I'm going to look into the camera. When I get excited, it's not acting. This is no fakeness at this moment, because I have two of my real life besties, okay? I have my comedy tour bestie. Introduce them.
Hi, I'm Liz Blanc. I'm currently part of the Board Teachers Comedy Tour.
That's right. She's a hilarious comedian, man. If you guys have watched the tour, you definitely have seen this lovely young lady. Hilarious.
Facts.
And real quick, you also participated in the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
Did. I was one of the new faces at Just for Laughs 2023 this year.
So you bougie. How'd you do it?
I loved it. It was a great time.
Yeah.
She bougie.
Now, how long have you been teaching?
I taught in total for 14 years.
Yeah. How was that?
You know.
So technically, you taught for 7 years.
You know, you take the wins where you can.
Mostly it's L's.
And you take a lot of losses. Yeah. You take a lot of losses.
Mostly it's L's.
Spend a lot of time feeling bad about yourself.
Facts. Facts.
And to my left.
Casey, you crying?
Oh.
You play entirely too much, bro.
Y'all don't know. Y'all already know. I ain't even got to announce. This is another OG, one of the originators. Teacher Off Duty Podcast, my golden guest host, David. Tell him who you is.
Bro, why are you so extra? You like guacamole, always extra. Hey, best friends. I'm super excited to be back as a guest on the podcast next to Casey acting a fool. His honest teacher vibe. Casey, you are like so choked up right now.
Yeah, I already know, man.
I think it's pressure. You got a little glisten in your
eyes. I'm telling you, this is not acting, people.
Oh,
those of y'all watching on YouTube, you can see the real tears and emotions in my face. Those of y'all who are listening, you have to hear it in my voice. Listen. I am so happy.
Y'all, I'm super excited to be back as a guest. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I had a little FOMO.
This is going to be a great month, man.
I'm excited.
So real quick, okay, beyond just being a dope comedian out here, right, because we had the opportunity to kick off the whole tour.
Facts.
Right? The original OG. Yeah. So you like a double OG. Oh. OG with the tour, OG
double.
With the podcast. So outside with just the comedy, man, tell us a little bit what you've been having going on and all that good stuff and what you've been doing.
Yeah, I got back in the classroom in January. You know, they had me teaching.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shut up, Casey. Had me teaching math, and I was like, hey, y'all know these kids' test scores are going to be trash. And so.
It's going to be what?
Trash. So I said, I'll take the job as long as I get to go back to teaching English in the fall. So now I'm teaching 6th grade English again, coaching girls basketball, 7th and 8th grade. Turn up to that. We won our first game the other day by 1 point. Turn up.
Okay.
I was on the sideline about to have a stroke because I'm that coach that be screaming and hollering on the sideline. But not at the refs, though, because they ain't going to call nothing for you. And then Peyton just started kindergarten, and your girl is off the chain.
Oh, man.
My daughter is 5. She just started kindergarten. And let's just say I'm mad at all y'all for not telling me how crunk kindergarten was. Like, that math homework is hard. That kindergarten math homework is hard. How many boxes do I got to draw? If little Timmy had 5 watermelons, I teach English. This is real pain.
I teach English. I coach basketball. and I tell jokes.
Okay.
I can only do so much, people.
You know you struggling at math if you gotta call your friend and y'all gotta put your heads. I had to call Leslie Robb and I was like, hey, how we do this? Like, neither one of us could figure it out, so we had to call her sister, who is a kindergarten teacher.
Lord,
and she was like,
Jesus.
Both of y'all, just give it to me. I'll do it. So
I'm just excited to have you back, man.
I'm
here.
Excited. It's
I
nice.
Know the people are going to be excited. I can't wait, man, to the comments. They were like, oh my God, bring me back. Super dope. But listen, man, again, but you, not only can you just catch everybody on this podcast this month, you can also catch us on the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. That's right. Board Teachers Comedy Tour. And we have a lot of great dates coming up in 2024. We're going to be in the states of Maine, Massachusetts, Texas, Florida, Vermont, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Idaho, Utah, Kentucky, and Colorado. So make sure you guys want to be a part of the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. Click the link in the description or follow on all social media platforms. We're definitely going to have ticket links up. You do not want to miss it. If you love any show in 2023, you're going to damn sure love the 2020 show. We got bigger shows, new jokes. Everything's coming out the woodworks. It's going down.
Hey, we can cuss now. How come you got to say
it? Well, I said damn.
You said it a second time.
Damn is in the Bible.
Stop saying it. Hey, I ain't even gonna lie though. I ain't seen y'all since this summer, I guess. So
right. Oh,
we always acting a fool on
Memphis
tour.
And stuff.
Yeah, I ain't seen y'all since this summer. I done had a little FOMO, you know, while I'm in the classroom watching y'all stuff online. The kids roasting me.
But no, you know
we
what?
We miss you.
I'm like people on stage like me.
We miss you so much.
But I know, like, we talk about that on tour, like how we miss it. So we have to like sub. You know, we have to be able to go back and sub because we want to be able to tap back in. What you actually did, you was like, you know, you started out on the mission of education and you was like, this the comedy stuff is cool.
Yeah.
But no, this is my primary love. Yeah. This is where I'm going to lock in. So that's cool, man.
In my heart, I'm a teacher.
I thought you was crazy as hell for doing it, but I mean, hey. I respect it, though, OG.
I walked into orientation at the beginning of the year, and people was like, now, what the hell are you doing here? I'm like, hey. It's just who I am. Like, I love teaching English. I love the kids. I am convinced that Tristan only exists in sixth grade. Cause I taught seventh grade and I taught eighth grade,
and then
I don't feel like I had a Tristan in seventh and eighth grade. Sixth grade,
you have a Tristan this year.
So multiples. The Tristan this year told me I should change the character because Tristan old, and I should come up with a new character, which is their character. His name being King.
Ben King.
King, his name should be King.
Oh,
and him and Tristan supposed to be roasting each other back and forth, and I was like, I'm not doing that because what you're not gonna do is come in and tell me what to do. That's a good idea, though.
You definitely have a lot of school stories. And matter of fact, this episode is about certain stories that take place at school with a special person
special
at our
place,
school.
Special place.
This person right here, none other than the school secretary.
Hey.
So this episode is going to be about school secretary stories. I know you have a lot of them. I know you have a lot of them. I have a lot. And then we're going to be reading some stories that you guys submitted in. So this is going to be a great episode. I can't wait to dive in. Now, real quick, the school secretary, tell me what that means to y'all. Who's this person? What does she represent?
The person that keeps the whole school from falling apart.
The rock.
Ooh.
The glue.
I feel like the school secretary is the bouncer, too, because you can't get up in the school. She's not gonna reach under and push that button to let you in. We don't know you.
She's actually like a real bouncer, too, because it's like at the club. Let me see your ID.
Yep.
Let me see.
For real,
ain't nobody getting in without an ID.
I love our school secretary. It's good. Hey, if you're a first-year teacher, don't be coming in disrespecting that school secretary. Don't talk down to them, because if you get DoorDash delivered and somebody steal it, that's on you.
They
should have been nice to the secretary.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. And bring her some DoorDash, too.
Yeah, they keep everything. Matter of fact, if you got any gifts that's coming from, I know one teacher used to get flowers from her husband, right? But her and the secretary got into it.
Oh, no.
Them flowers stayed up there so long, they was dead, all dried up.
Hey.
Don't you piss off that school secretary.
The symbolic of their relationship.
Yeah. She like, oh, now we beefing. Did you get my flowers? What flowers?
They're dead.
Your
just
husband
like
don't like you no more. What flowers? He actually called up here and told me to tell you. He don't like you no more. You ashy. You don't wash the back of your knees.
What's a so funny. That's not too far fetched. I know a school secretary that would say that.
Hey, some of them, I'm telling you, you got to be able to, as school secretary, though, you got to be able to match energy because them parents be coming in there.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Off the chain. Yeah. Like, you the first line of defense.
Yep.
They're the gatekeepers to the information.
Oh, my gosh. They know everything.
All of it.
They know everything that's about to go down.
I'm going straight to the school and say, hey, what you call mama when she came here? What'd she say? They got to fight in the office. Mm-hmm. You got the video? Let me see it.
Right.
Like, if they like you, if they know you the work snitch, they're not going to show you nothing. But if they like you.
And when they give you the tea, it's like, you got to understand, with the secretary, you have two levels of tea that she would spill.
Period.
Right. Like if she's really cool with you, mm-hmm. you get the professional tea.
Mm-hmm.
She'll just give you the who, what, when, where, how.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's absolutely.
It. Well, this is what happened, and that's what happened. Thank you. Okay. Carry on.
Keep it moving.
But if y'all tight,
you get her commentary.
You get the real tea. She be like,
close the door.
Let me tell you. Jeremiah's mama came up in here. With her house shoes on.
Not the house shoes.
Threatened to hit the principal in the face.
Not the house shoes.
I did not stop him.
I didn't stop him. I'm not security. I love our school secretary, though. Like, I can walk in and tell if somebody done ticked her off. Like, well, we got two school secretaries, but I can always walk in and tell if somebody done ticked off the school secretary. For the most part, they're, like, even keel.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, we had a student that just tried to walk out. He was like, hey, my parents checking me out. Because you can't get in the door or out the door unless the school secretary let you out. My boy said, my parents had to check me out. Secretary was like, Richardson, come here. Yep. Do you see somebody or is that a ghost? And I looked at him. I was like, hey, man, is your parents standing next to you? Because, you know, it was just Halloween. Is that Casper? Or like your parent? He was like, no, my parents outside. Oh, wow, that's cute. They outside. They need to come inside. Because the school secretary, she was like, man, I'm not letting you out this door. Who are you? Go back to class.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
He thought that was going to work.
He did think that was going to work. He's like, remember that time I brought you my spaghetti from the cafeteria? And she like, I do remember that because I was hungry that day and I ate it and I got food poisoning. Get out of my face. You the culprit.
This one particular school say she used to get on my nerves, but in a loving way because she was real cool and she's real cool. But when you failed to turn in that attendance, oh, she was on your butt.
It's me.
Because we're messing up. Her morning.
Oh, yeah.
We're making
her
job harder or their job harder.
This one,
so.
She, and my school said she was about a good young 72. A good young 72. A ripe young 72. And she would, when she had to find you, if you, she called your classroom and you could always see who's calling, be like, I'm not answering.
I'm not going to answer.
How about 2 minutes later? She gonna show up
she
at
was
your door
expeditiously
with
moving.
The with the sheets in her hand, talking about, can you mark who was here and who was not here?
Oh,
can
yeah, you? I don't play. I feel I hide from them when I see them. If I didn't forget to take attendance, but in our defense, there's a lot of stuff that pop off at the beginning of the class.
It's definitely a lot of stuff.
But I have a kid to remind me now because I'm like, Ms. Richardson, you've got to take attendance. I'm like, all right, bet, say no more. But normally, like, last year, I forgot all the time. Like,
because
it's just too much stuff that goes. I think, because at one time, somebody was like, that's horrible. I can't believe that you would forget to take attendance. Okay, Susan, with your 5 followers and a picture of a dog, calm down. Okay. Calm down.
Mornings are busy.
They are. Like, yeah.
I didn't forget often, but my first year of teaching, I forgot a few times.
Yeah.
And the principal ended up at my door.
Oh, no, they don't come. They don't come.
What'd you do?
He was like, hey, you forgot to take attendance. And he was like, it's happened a few times.
Not a few.
And I was like, all right, it never happened again.
Not him trying to do every job but his own job, because you're the principal, not the school secretary.
Well, I think he was maybe tipped off. Maybe, you know,
the ops.
It was one too many times, and he showed up at my door to remind me, and I thanked him because, you know, I should have done it.
I feel shame.
I
when
just
they,
forgot.
I feel shame.
But it's like this. At some point, I always want to say this to a principal, you know, especially because I do a lot of things where I'm definitely getting discipline actions taken towards me.
Definitely don't
but
follow
at some point, I just want to be like, you know, I'm going to have, if, you know, principal, you know, I'm going to have to discipline you, right? I know. Just give me my Kit Kat and my Skittles right now. I'll take them.
Give me my Cheetos and send me back.
Discipline me like you discipline them kids.
Okay,
because
I need a bag of Cheetos stat.
One thing I do love about my school secretary, she makes the best banana pudding.
Hey, turn up.
I mean, to the point where she sells it. She sells the jars, and if you put the orders in, and then she'll have it in your mailbox ready for you.
Not in the mailbox.
Oh, man, she's very thorough.
Man.
It's so good.
I love me a little morsel of banana pudding.
Yeah, the what are those potlucks?
Mm-hmm. I'm not eating any school potluck. I don't know if these folks got their cat on the table while they cooking or what.
True indeed.
Okay.
True indeed. Because I have taken a bite of a cookie and pulled out a long hair out of my mouth and threw up in the garbage can. Very horrible. But there's certain people you could trust.
That's true. You could trust. I only take food
Sister
from certain Grayson's people at school.
Banana pudding. That's her name. Grayson. Sister Grayson. Because she's so holy with the banana pudding. Shout out to Sister Grayson. Appreciate you. But no, man, we have some good stories in here. Liz, do you have a good story, man? The people submitted the stories. Want to kick us off?
Yeah, I picked out what one. What you got? That I thought was interesting. Had a mom call and ask that I keep a log of when her son walked through the door every morning because she thought he might be skipping or hanging out with friends after she dropped him off and not going inside. There are literally hundreds of kids walking through the door every morning.
Right. Attendance, I guess, is how we would tell her that her kid showed up to class.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, I think that's exactly...
Even if I forget to take attendance at some point in time, it's going to be taken, so that ought to tell you. Sometimes I wonder if they know how much time we do and don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like there's a disconnect, because I got 30 kids in this class. They added 2 kids. Some of these kids sitting on the ceiling. Your child, like, when I take attendance, if they not on there, that's your cue that they not in school. But I cannot imagine if 15 parents was like, hey, can you, like, make sure that my son is at school, and if he isn't, text me. Like, the school will text you when it shows that he's absent.
That's what I'm about to say, because if it wasn't for that piece of data, how else are you even getting the idea that your son or daughter is skipping school? Like, where is that coming from? You just got that parent intuition, like, you just on the way dropping them off, you're just like,
and if you have to suspect they're skipping school, they probably are. Like, if you have to suspect that they're skipping school, they probably are.
If you're afraid that's happening, you might need to, like, walk them in.
Some of these kids sneaky though. We just put alarms on all our doors, man. Because the way kids would dip out the side door.
That's true. That's true.
Alarm. So when I try to sneak out for lunch, I mean, alarm go off. I'd be caught red-handed. I turn around. Can't even tell my teacher bestie, hey, open the back door for me. I'm running late. What? Do that no more.
But this is a question. What is the success rate of successful skipping?
I mean,
what is the success?
Why is this even a thing? Like, do the kids not understand you're going
cannot
to get
skip.
Caught?
Right. Especially nowadays, you can't skip school. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, what's going on
with the alarms on the door? Like, we got gates, we got alarms. Right. Like, somebody going, and then you skip to go in the bathroom.
Right,
it's nasty.
In a stinky bathroom.
Ugh,
skip to hang out somewhere else.
Come out smelling like turds and problems.
Yeah, it's the boys' bathroom.
Turds and problems. And they're making TikToks.
Right. Now you come out smelling like TikTok turds and problems.
Look at you with the alliteration.
Alliteration. TikTok English turd. Teachers.
Now, in the boys' bathroom, I'm like, why would y'all want to hang out in here? Y'all literally pee on the floor and skate around it.
Makes no sense.
One of my students fell in the pee the other day. Oh. And I was like,
fell in the pee?
Yeah. He's like, Ms. Richardson, I slipped and fell on the bathroom floor. And I was like, what was you doing? We were shadow boxing. That's what you get. Get out of the bathroom.
No.
Why you shadow boxing and pee? Get out. Why y'all shadow boxing?
So,
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah. This lady said, I had a dad call school and ask me if he could bring his son to school an hour early so he could make an early tea time on the golf course. Sir, tea time your son with you. Take him with you. He can be your little golf caddy.
Right.
A little person that holds the bag. Yeah, because maybe he'll do more work for you than he do for me.
Ooh.
And why would they ever think, don't ever ask me to come to school early. I get there at the same time as the kids.
Right.
With Starbucks.
Well, depending on your contractual hours, sometimes we got to get there before the kids, like my school, because they'll tell us, hey, make sure, because if we're rushing late and we can't tell them not to rush late, we want to set the environment that we're there and prepared and ready to have a successful, productive day.
And at that point, I on purpose don't do any work because you just ticked me off.
Everybody, go to your stations. Go to your posts. You have to be your morning duty post.
I hate when people wouldn't go to their duty post and we have to have a staff meeting for it. I'm like, dude, y'all know who it is. Just call out the people who didn't go.
Right.
Why do we all have to get in trouble?
Right. Yeah, we're in trouble for
everybody
else.
I hate that. I'm like,
don't.
The passive aggressiveness, like, just go to your, for any teacher out there that's not going to their duty post, just go, fam. We're all getting in trouble because of you. And I don't like that. Just go to your
duty meeting.
Just go to your duty post, fam. Stop being trifling.
No one wants to sit through a meeting about you.
Damn, because we all know it's you.
Right.
We all know it's you.
I have one. On the first day working at my new private school, I was standing out in front of to greet the kids coming in, and a parent pulled up to the front Wait, is this still school secretary? This is. What does this have to do with a school secretary? I had to stop for a second. Okay, let's go back.
Maybe the secretary was standing outside.
Let's see what this is. Yeah. Okay, on the first... Oh, yeah, maybe this is the secretary that's standing outside. Okay. On the first day working at a new private school, I was standing outside to greet the kids that was coming in. A parent pulled up in front of the building in a new expensive car, got out with her child, handed me the keys, told me to keep it running, walked inside. I was so speechless, she thought I was the valet driver. Now, here's the thing. School secretary, guess what? You leave me your keys in your little expensive car, I'm going inside your car.
I'm out.
And I'm going to get all the change out your little cup holder.
Oh, my gosh, Casey.
I'm going to move your seat all the way back because I'm tall.
This has been a bougie private school for them to think that.
That's like, really.
Are there schools out there that have valet for?
I mean, not to my knowledge.
Not keep it running. This is a school, ma'am.
And then the secretary at all. You're doing this to the secretary? As if she doesn't have anything else better to
do. What kind of person do you have to be, though, to look at somebody? Like, you know your child. Even if your school is bougie, you know your child's school ain't got no valet parking. So now you're just being tacky on purpose. Keep it running. Girl, if you don't take your... Never mind.
Which is why your cup holder is missing some change.
Which is why your cup holder is now changeless. So you tacky, now you ain't got no change. Imagine that. This lady said, on my first day as a secretary at a new school, I had a group of teachers come in to the office with a box of Krispy Kreme. Hey, okay. Never gonna turn down. It's hot and ready. Telling me the last secretary would call them whenever the principal was about to come observe their rooms and that they would appreciate it if I continued the tradition. I've never felt more blatantly bribed for something so ridiculous in my life. I used it to my advantage, though. I made sure that Krispy Kreme delivery was a monthly thing. First of all, it's not ridiculous because we need to know, like, give me a heads up. We're just trying to keep that same energy, trying to keep that same tradition.
Right.
And the amount of things I will do for some hot and ready Krispy Kreme donuts, ooh, like, I can't say it on camera, but...
Wait, you know what I love? What I loved is you didn't just say Krispy Kreme. You said hot and ready. Because when that hot and ready light come on...
I know when that hot sign bling, then I'm eating Krispy Kreme. Hey, if you pull up on me, I ain't even going to be offended. Hey, and so some of us do blatantly bribe the secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you ever walk in, you know you need something, and you just kind of like, hey. Like, I can't just walk in and be like, hey, I need da-da-da. No. Hey, I don't want to bother you, but can I? Your voice get low. They're like, what?
That's how it should be, though. That's showing common courtesy. That's acknowledging, like, hey, I know you have a lot going on, but unfortunately, I do have to ask you for something.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to be.
You know what? I think people underestimate how good school secretaries have to be at dealing with people, because I could not. I can't. Mm-hmm. I got to deal with the parents and the kids. I can't.
And when you was talking about bribing, I had a real good relationship with mine because I simply used to, not more so bribed her, but I used to just shower her with compliments and gifts. Mm-hmm. And it, like, you know, verbal gifts. Because she used to really like, I made her laugh.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So we was real cool.
Is he Mac funny?
Yeah, we was real cool with it. I used to make her feel, I could tell she's, you know, kind of sad. I go in there cracking jokes. She'd be like, oh, Mrs. Mac. That's so hilarious. And that's how you get anything out that supply closet.
I can't, for real, though. Listen, yes. They got the keys to the city. I need some new toner. Let me get. Right. I need some toner because you know, at certain teachers, they can't stand to see them coming.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like them. They probably won't spit on them if they was on fire. But if it's a teacher they like,
oh,
baby, what you need? Can I get some Expo Mark? Because you sure can. Matter of fact, here go 3 boxes. Don't tell nobody.
There you go.
Here go 3 boxes.
She sound like one of them grandmas that give the kids something out their bra. Yeah, baby, come on. You want some Expo Marker, baby? Let granny get these Expo Marker for you,
not
baby.
The bra, there
they
go.
Nah, grandma, they warm. I know, baby. Take these Expo Markers.
Dude, that's like a huge thing in the South, for real, to the point where they had to start putting signs on the on the doors that say we don't take bra money or something like that because it'd be wet.
Oh.
I used to ask my grandma why she used to put her money right there, and she said it's because they were the only two suckers she could trust.
So we talk about, you know, teachers have to wear a lot of hats. Teachers do so much.
Yeah.
You'll see, like, those infographics, like, teachers are this, that, you know, social worker, therapist, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
The administrative assistants, the secretaries, the office managers, just as many hats.
Oh, my gosh.
Just as many hats.
So many hats.
And this is not a hat I planned on talking about, but my first year as a school secretary, I was still in my 20s, and a dad came in and asked if I could go on a fake date with his son.
Ugh.
Apparently, his son was having difficulties getting a girlfriend, and the dad wanted to boost his self-esteem. When I immediately said, absolutely not, that's extremely inappropriate, he had the nerve to then ask me, can you at least just take a selfie with him for his Instagram? He's just a kid. He needs some help. And then she wrote, heck no.
What do, I don't think they hear themselves talk sometimes.
That is,
first of all, this is giving criminal minds.
That is an outlandish expectation.
That is
wild. That is beyond anything I would have ever thought of.
It's given, I really can't read the room.
Right.
Like, why would you? Sometimes I'm like, did you really? What our grandma used to say, now you better not fix your mouth to ask me. I cannot believe you fixed your mouth to say that. Are you not embarrassed?
Go on a fake date with my son. That is.
I wonder if he had ever like met her before, if that was like the first time. He's like, oh, the school secretary's pretty. Let me ask her if she'll go out on a date with my son. And what do you think of your son? It just come randomly ask the school secretary. So you're trying to go to jail.
Right. Right.
Because it just says prison.
Or at least take a selfie with him.
What?
So basically hop in a picture with my kid to make him seem like he's like more attractive to young high school. Like, it's a very strange request.
That's a weird thing to ask for real.
Really strange.
I have about 14 punchlines for this, but none of them is going to make it on air. So I'm just going to move on.
That's okay. I had to read that one because I was like, wow, they wear so many hats, but that is one I never imagined.
If I was standing in the office and somebody came up and asked a school secretary that, like, the way that I would just look at them like, bro, you can't be serious.
I'd have to jump in and be like, excuse me, did I hear you?
Correct.
That means you don't know appropriate social interactions. Like,
right.
That's not an appropriate thing to ask somebody.
I got one, guys.
All right.
So you have a little student, first grader, I might add, that ran up to the school secretary, followed by the nurse, and gave her a big hug and said, I get to leave. I'm going home. The school secretary replied, oh, really? Why? And then the student looked up at her and said, because I have lice. At that point.
The way that I would have punted that, get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Like, that is an inside thought.
You know what? They don't send them home anymore, though, for lice.
Really?
Because they don't send the kids home anymore for lice. Because they said, I can't remember what they said, but it's not, like, harmful or something. Like, they can't. I don't know. I'm not making this up, but I said something one time about it, and they were like, even the kindergartners, they don't. If somebody in the comments tell us if that's true
really?
Or not. But well, somebody told me that, and I was like, that cannot be true. They always send them home for lice.
What?
And they said because it's not, something about it's not like harmful, like it doesn't physically hurt them or something like that. And I was like,
it just spreads.
I know. I was like, that
just
doesn't.
And you end up with an infestation, though.
Right.
Well, and isn't there. I'm not too familiar because I taught at the high school level, so we didn't really see that. To my knowledge, none of my students ever had it. But, I mean, it is like a
they can jump
and
stuff like that.
It's itching, and it's like not, it's still uncomfortable for the person who has them, right?
And somebody told me that like a while ago, and I the only reason I remember it, because it's like a core memory, because I was like, but they jump to other kids' hair.
And what's those things called that they start out as?
The eggs?
Yeah, it's a word for it.
I can't think of the name of it.
But that's contagious.
It is because they can jump. They jump.
But she hugged the secretary and now you can have this sweater.
Yeah.
take this sweater now. Yeah. Take this sweater home with you.
Sometimes too, I think they stopped sending them home too because depending on some of the kids' home environments, they may get their hair like cleaned and get them out, but then when they go back to their home environment, so it's like a reoccurring thing. So I think they're like they can't keep them out of school for it or something like that.
Oh, so it's like you have to treat the whole family, disinfect the home.
Yeah, so
they
just thought the kid keeps getting like re-exposed to it. And so I think that was like the reasoning, but I don't like, This lady said, if a parent was late picking up their child, this school secretary bought that life.
What'd she say?
She said our secretary would call home to see where they were. If they didn't pick up the phone and they were late, she would leave the child at school with a teacher, get in her car, drive to the child's house, and bang on the door. When they answered the door, she would tell them they forgot to pick up their kid and then get in her car and drive back to school to wait. One time, one of the parents actually had the audacity to ask why she didn't bring the child with her home. Let's just say he was never late. That parent was never late ever again. I ain't even gonna cap though.
That's
like
gangsta.
If you can't, hey, that is gangsta. Cause depending on some doors that you knock on, like you may be on the first 48. So that is gangsta, and I'm with you. I hear you, but I'm also like, I mean, like I understand. Like you know, they're like, you came up here. Why you ain't bring him with you? Like. He's not my responsibility bring with me. He's your responsibility to come. But she about that life. I ain't going to knock on nobody's door. I can't fight.
Because first of all, what if they're not home?
Yeah.
What if they at work? Okay?
I'm not knocking on anybody's door. Yeah. I can't fight.
I'm
not going to bang on nobody's door.
But now I just burned some gas. I just burned some gas for no reason.
And they ain't going to pay you. They ain't going to give you that gas money back.
I'll just sit with the kid and stay quiet.
No, I'll just sit with the kid. Liz is the teacher.
I would just suffer in silence. I probably wouldn't try to upset the parent.
Because I was trying to figure out who was the teacher that was staying at school with them. Probably me. Because I didn't dip. I'm already gone. When the kids left. I'm gone.
So those was kind of like crazy requests that have been given to secretaries. But there's also some crazy secretaries out there.
Facts. That's true.
Okay. We could kind of spend this next segment and talk about some stories that were sent in about some crazy secretaries.
I like the way you say secretaries.
Secretaries. I have one, for instance. This first one reads, we had a secretary who was taken from school in handcuffs one day. Turns out that she was embezzling money from the school for over a year. She was such a miserable old lady that it all made sense at the end.
So now, that means she was mean to them teachers when they came in.
Man, but the fact that she's embezzling, because here's my whole point. What are you embezzling, lady?
Because we ain't got no money.
The 50 cents that the kids had to turn in to get a fake temporary badge for the day.
What are you
embezzling?
Who's getting that? Yeah. And why is it the secretaries deal with money like that?
Make sure you remember what she had access to.
For the badges. Like, so in my school, you have to bring in like 50 cents if you need a temporary badge.
Are you serious? Wait, your students wear badges?
Yeah, so they have to wear like the badge. So if they don't have their ID, they have to get a temporary badge, right? So if this is the case, you embezzled an outstanding $14. That was collected.
You went to jail for $14.
I mean, perhaps she had access to like fundraiser money or something major.
Okay, that could be that.
Aren't you embezzling money?
That could be that. You know, that PTA money just be stacking up too.
Maybe she had some kind of access to things that, you know.
Because I just thought the bookkeeper was the person that kept up with it. And then what kind of school you work at? Ain't nobody paying attention to you embezzling money. And like, how was you embezzling it? You taking like $1 at a time?
No, because you know they have that lockbox, that metal lockbox.
True.
And you flip it up,
you
got the little sections.
You gotta count down the money. Yeah, you gotta count down the money. She stole that lady change out of her car. She stole that little cup holder.
When I taught, our students would pay their graduation fees, their senior dues, all of that stuff. Would be taken to the office and likely collected.
I want to know how they found out she was embezzling. Somebody probably snitched on her.
Right.
Probably. Like, she should have been nicer.
Definitely snitching.
She should have been nicer. Should have been nicer.
They wouldn't have gone looking.
I mean, come on. She's a secretary showing up in a Jaguar.
The math ain't mathing.
She got to be doing something.
2 + 2 ain't equaling 4. This lady said, our secretary has an ornament on her desk that she uses to alert the teachers and staff of the principal's mood by turning it upside down when he's in a bad mood. Mm. I knock that ornament off the desk because I don't give two rusty nickels what kind of mood he in. Don't come at me with that because we matching energy.
And those are the same two rusty nickels that she embezzled.
Not you went to jail for two rusty nickels. Not for the coins.
Oh, man.
Imagine going to jail, like, legit. I wonder how long she went to jail for.
I don't know. I wonder how much money it was.
Because now
that's
I'm
what
nosy.
I would like to know.
Now I got to go home and Google
so many
school
questions.
Secretary embezzlement stories.
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with, like, the legal, like, qualifications, but, like, obviously there's, like, petty theft, right?
Oh, yeah.
Grand theft.
Right.
Larcenies somewhere in there. Hey. And then you've got embezzlement. I don't know if embezzlement is a word for like you stole a lot or if you can embezzle a tiny bit.
I feel like embezzlement sounds like it's like millions.
Right. Like embezzlement sounds like,
you know,
a white collar crime you see on TV where they've taken like hundreds of thousands or more.
Because if she went to jail for embezzling $500, I'm swinging on everybody. Because why y'all?
I need a legal expert to tell me more.
I know. I'm nosy. I want to know.
Tell me more. I don't have the knowledge.
I want to know.
Chime in. We need the help.
Yes, please. This one was so interesting to me as a proponent of like free expression and expressing yourself as an artist. I once had a school secretary at a school where I used to work who authored an X-rated novel and gave them out as gifts to all the teachers. I read the first chapter and could never make eye contact with her again.
No way, I would never look. I can't.
That is so interesting to me. I think you could offer it. You could be like, do you enjoy a romance? Do you enjoy a hot romance novel? This is for you. Or maybe just give it to like your couple of best friends
at
school.
Get a pen name, fam.
I wouldn't have given it to everyone.
I got a good one. This is something that I can see us both laughing at. Like if we did work together and we had this happen to one of our coworkers, oh, we would have fun.
Oh, my gosh.
A week before going on COVID spring break. It's just a difference. That was the longest spring break
ever.
That
was long, yes.
The 2-year spring break. I walked into the principal's secretary office. I had no idea at the moment about the whole COVID situation. The school's secretary sprayed Lysol in my face. I wasn't even sick or anything. I backed out of gasping for air. I even forgot why I walked into that office.
I would have had to go home that day.
Oh,
because I'm laying hands and not to pray. Because why are you spraying stuff in my face?
She definitely just gave you mesothelioma.
That would have been.
If you are entitled to compensation from getting sprayed in the face with Lysol.
And I have asked, I would have been like, where's my inhaler?
Dude, people lost their reasoning, man.
COVID made people spray
somebody
things.
In the face.
I have the red. Mine's red.
You never wear one.
I have a red one.
Now I feel like I need to be a part of the club because I don't have one. Why would she spray that woman in the face with Lysol?
She crazy.
Yeah. All of these stories, I keep trying to put myself in these situations and I'm like, I wouldn't have a good response because a lot of expletives would probably come out of my mouth if I walk in and you spray me in the face with Lysol. First of all, that don't even work. Like,
right,
it's not
right.
Like a, it cleans surfaces. My face is not a surface. My face is a porous surface.
That's the school secretaries are crazy, man. Who has another?
Not
who has another
them.
One?
Not,
well, I mean, these stories, not these particular stories, they're kind of crazy.
I've never worked for or worked with a school administrative assistant or secretary who didn't have it all together. Like, everyone that I've worked with has been like all that.
Mm-hmm.
Really sharp and really amazing.
And a bag of chips.
All that and a bag of, I'm just trying to get that key. I'm just trying to touch the hem of the key for the supply closet. That's all I'm trying to do. A teacher went on maternity leave. She asked me to take care of the class goldfish while she was gone because she didn't trust the sub. Come on. On day one, I gave him too much food. And the morning after, I found him dead before everyone got into school. I was so embarrassed that I went to my brother's house, who lives a mile away from our school, and borrowed one of his pet fish to replace it.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that's really kind-hearted. And she was probably so stressed and so upset.
Y'all, do not ask me to take care of a goldfish. Doesn't even have that long of a lifespan.
Right,
you know
don't.
When you went on maternity leave, he wasn't going to make it.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, come on. You knew he wasn't going to make it. Poor little Nemo. He wasn't going to make it. But, and also taking care of class pets. Do people even really have class pets anymore, though? Because, like, my daughter's in kindergarten, and, like, I never seen a class pet. I got a class pet. It's the roach that's been in the ceiling for 5 years. Literally the same cockroach been in the ceiling for 5 years.
The same one?
At my old school. The same cockroach had been in the ceiling.
Probably malnourished. Yeah, that's
why
what I was trying to say.
Why did you get close to the mic when you said that?
Because
did you want the mic?
I was trying to make sure I was going to say the right thing.
Hey, you didn't.
I did.
I the only class pet I would feel comfortable taking care of is maybe a gerbil. But I feel like people don't have gerbils anymore. I just don't ever see a class pet.
Gerbils like, make the classroom stink. The hamster, like the guinea pigs.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think. That. I mean, I know Mr. Monroe has his dog that's a West Highland Terrier.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
Y'all know Josh Monroe?
Yeah. Is it Waffles?
What?
Is his dog named Waffles?
Nala.
I don't think the dog's name is Waffles.
Oh, Nala.
Nala.
Waffles
Nala.
Is Vinny's dog.
Vinny's dog's name is Waffles?
Yeah.
That's fitting.
Okay. Nala. There it is.
Yeah, but I know he has a class pet. I didn't know anybody. I think his dog is like an emotional support dog for some of the kids, I think.
I think you're right. I think I saw that.
Well, guys, this is a great segue to this next story because it says our school's secretary had a very special support animal, a parrot.
Oh.
She brought it to school every day, and all the students who walked through the door would greet her and the parrot. And the parrot would greet the students back. He became kind of the mascot of the school, and the kids were so happy to come to school and walk through those doors every day. Now, that's pretty cool.
I think that's very cool. And that's one of those little things that creates interaction. It humanizes you. Mm-hmm. It's one of those quirks that's not disruptive, but makes the school a little more fun. I love it. I think it's great.
I feel like my kids would try to get in trouble on purpose so they could go to the office to hang out with the parrot.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. This story, it tells that, you know, it's a pretty good, like you was talking about the secretary that has her well put together. Mm-hmm. You know, clearly this secretary has everything well put together, because if it was an unhinged secretary,
that parrot would be repeating all the time.
We'll have a parrot saying that. Do your attendance.
We have the parrot. Oh, we have the parrot.
I cannot. I do love our school secretary, though. Like, I don't like the fragrances sometimes, though. Like, you ever walk into what, Casey?
My new my new novel's coming out next week.
Shut up, Casey. I cannot with you. I cannot. You need to grow up. Imagine being such a child. From now on, I'm gonna expect the. I'm gonna expect that all the time.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Just randomly, random spots. I'm gonna expect it. That is interesting, though. A parrot to be the school, like to for. That's it. Shut up, Casey.
Right. Embezzlement. Now the parrot snitching.
Casey, that's how she got told on. She had school. She had the parrot. That's how she got told on. Okay, I'm gonna expect.
Y'all
the
crazy.
I'm gonna
I'm
expect
sorry.
The raw all the time.
No, I'm good now. That's
I'm gonna expect it.
I got them out.
Martha's been taking money. Check Martha's top drawer.
Oh my gosh! I wouldn't say nothing around that parrot. I would get fired.
No, you have
straight
to
up
just
tell
be
him.
Quiet.
I said admin shoes with some orthopedic shoes. They would tell him. I would get fired. It'd be over.
We're in Orlando, right? And I was on walking down the boardwalk, and a guy was riding those motorized
Segways.
Speaking of Segways, Liz, do you have?
I see that.
Oh, yeah. You want me to present it?
I can't stand you, dude. The boardwalk. I thought you were talking about Monopoly.
Now, this is an above and beyond request. A mom asked me if I could just call her house on Tuesday and Thursday mornings to wake up her kids so she could sleep in a couple of extra hours since she goes out on Monday and Wednesday nights. She even went on to say, oh, and please remind them to brush their teeth after
girl,
breakfast.
Stop playing with me, because now you're playing on my phone, and I don't let nobody play on my phone. You playing on my phone is the equivalent of you playing in my face.
Just because you work overnights, Mondays and...
Monday and Wednesday?
Oh, it doesn't say work overnights. It says...
So
she goes out
on Monday
out on Mondays and Wednesdays. Those are her going out
wait,
night.
Wait a minute.
Dishonor.
I thought it was because you was working. And
what, you had a little sympathy?
For a little
working,
bit. I'm like, no, I was...
You want to go
hell
call?
No, still want to go call. But it was a little bit more sympathy. But now you're just going out because you want to...
Now you're just being petty.
Shake your little goose? Nah, man.
I think it's tail feathers.
It is time to put some alarm clocks in those kids' rooms. And
shake your goose.
There is no... Personal, like, what do you think this person's job is?
Sometimes I really think they think we're so beneath them, for real.
Alexa, set the alarm clock for 7 a.m.
Okay.
To wake up Tay-Tay and Alyssa. I don't know why I call them Tay-Tay and Alyssa.
Tay-Tay.
Remind them to brush their teeth.
Is that your cousin? You got a cousin named Tay-Tay?
I don't know nobody named Tay-Tay. I don't
and
know
I
why.
I was laughing, crying. I'm still on the boardwalk. Check your goose feathers.
That's another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast, man. Y'all can already tell what this month is going to be like, man. If this first episode was like this, I can only imagine, man. We got a lot more to do. But, man, this has been one heck of an episode. But, man, we thank every last one of you guys for, man, chiming in with us, tapping in with us. Again, man, this is what we're going to be doing. Now, listen, make sure you follow me, KC Mac Funny, on all social media platforms, and follow my girl at
It's Liz Blanc, ITSLIZBLANC.
Alrighty. And then follow my other girl at
bro, why can't you be regular? Why are you this way?
I don't know.
Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media platforms. I'm not sitting next to you next time.
Where else you gonna
sit?
All right, I guess I totally
rock, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Whoever doesn't win rock, paper, scissors gets to sit next to you.
And since you guys are following, make sure you guys are following the Teachers Off Duty podcast. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow Board Teachers on all social media platforms, as well as make sure you guys are chiming into Supercast. That's right. If you guys ain't up with us on Supercast, then you're definitely missing out, because that's that fun content. That's that content we're giving you behind the scenes. We're going to be having some games that we're going to be playing. If you missed the ones from last month, man, you're missing out. And also, we're going to be playing some games too. So if you want to see us act a fool, make sure you tap into that Supercast. And again, people, follow us. Make sure you're following the tour. The tour is definitely going to be a wonderful thing for 2024. Again, real quick, we're just going to run down the states we're going to be at. We're going to be in Maine, Massachusetts, Texas, Florida, Vermont, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Idaho, Utah, Kentucky, and Colorado. So you definitely don't want to miss that. But listen, we love you, teachers. Have a great week.
My best friend.
See you next week.